both of you are such talented young men.
Thank you.
Wonderful voices, wonderful performance, just as I can't imagine it any better.
Tosh is a sophomore at McCallum Fine Arts Academy here. Mm-hmm. So the training that they're receiving is quite wonderful. Whether it's through the Long Center Education or at their schools, their voices are quite remarkable.
Yeah.
I'm really pleased.
In addition to Summerstock Austin, the Long Center offers a lot of programs for us to, you know, prepare ourselves for these roles.
Know how to breathe.
Yes.
Know how to articulate.
Northwestern will be happy to have you, Ben.
Yes.
Well, I'm excited.
And so are you going to pursue music while you're up there?
I'm going to do a double major in music education and political science and see where that takes me.
Well, it could take you very far.
We'll see.
We need somebody who can sing in the White House.
And a lot more.
Yeah. Okay.
And Spamalot is such a fun show. I mean, if you're a Monty Python fan, this is the
show.
Agree. And Ginger Morris, who's the producer of Summerstock Austin and the head of education outreach at the Long Center, is directing this piece. And the amount of heart and laughter that's going into this piece, they cannot keep it together in the rehearsal room. So they can't wait to have an audience come and join the silliness.
Right. Yeah. It's going to be the best. So was it Eric Idle that sang that song in Life of Brian?
Eric Idle was the one who really engineered the transformation from the Holy Grail movie to the musical in 2005.
Right.
And Tony Award-winning show. David Hyde Pierce in that Sada Ramirez from Grey's Anatomy.
Tim Curry
in the movie.
Right. Yeah.
Michael McGrath.
right.
So it's a really fun piece, and we're excited for Austin audiences haven't seen Spamalot. So it's an exciting
thing. I don't think we've seen a production. I mean, I don't remember one. And we had there, that was Ben Roberts and Tosh Arora. Thank you very much. And you're both just in. What is that on your shirt there?
It's a logo.
Flying Eagle.
Okay. Well,
American Eagle. Yeah.
Okay. And just so you remember, I once rode on a boat with Eric Idle.
Oh.
From Laguna Gloria over to an island across the way. I don't remember what it was.
But
some fancy eatery. Anyways, he was in town for some reason, and we.
You'll have to tell me all about that.
I'll have to. Well, anyway, you're just terrific, so we will look forward to seeing you in the show. And once again, Nick, the dates?
Great. The dates for Spamalot are July 21st through August 12th. And if you'd like information, you can go to thelongcenter.org or to summerstockaustin.org.
Okay. I just thought you were great.
Congratulations. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
And Lynn, can you get the piano? And now Alan Robertson is moving to the piano because he's going to do something with kids from his show called what?
A Shoe Story, which is a musical comedy by Alan Robertson.
Who is a staple in Austin theater for many, many years. And
You're my stapler.
And he's, and he's also one of the Biscuit Brothers. So don't forget Alan Roberts. And so we are going to hear next what.
So, Alan, do you want to set up this song and talk a little bit about where it falls in your show?
Sure. We get to do a new musical that's part of the Summerstock thing, and the charge is to do one that all ages could enjoy. So they're usually based on a folk or fairy tale. This one is roughly based on Elves and the Shoemaker, but ask two questions about that to kind of contemporize it. The Shoemaker, instead of usually being an old cobbler with one pair of shoes, then elves come magically in the night and make magic shoes that turns around
his
personal economy, is a young female shoemaker who is in a town, we call it the worst little border town in the greatest country in the world, that has had an economic downturn due to a flood, but because they have no economic strong suit, government funding has been slow to come. On the other side of the border, we have a civil war going on that's driving elves off of their land. So one night, this young entrepreneur here encounters these immigrant refugee elves and has to decide, am I going to house them illegally? Am I going to take credit for the work they do that I'm now profiting from? And questions like that arise. But at this moment, we've got a pair of magical shoes, and her young assistant named Q realizes that her inner math potential can now be realized through the power of tap dancing. Come and check us out. All right.
We have Megan Hudson playing Sydney and Lila Garagna playing Q.